Chad and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
La-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You like that?
What the hell is that?
A soothing tone to start off the podcast.
Is that back to your altar serving days when you were singing behind the priest?
Excuse me?
Well, yeah. Didn't you sing like that? You know, priests are like, peace.
We are going into a controversial topic here.
No, but priests hum. They only know the first verse. Peace.
They also do the dishes. They do. After they serve up the bread?
No, the altar boys do.
No.
Yeah.
The priest does the dishes too.
What do you mean
does
the dishes? He doesn't. Not the churches I served at. I did all the hard work. I did the dishes, the drying and the washing.
Washing the Tupperware.
Washing. I remember the one time we were ringing the church bell.
Oh, wow. Like, you were a...
No, before...
Man, you were a wild child. Before, please, go on.
Before church, we, like, Father would ring the bell.
Yeah.
And then I said, Father, could I have a tug?
And how'd that work?
Well, he left me. He said,
I'm sure he
you
did.
Know what? Yeah, we did. When I yanked down on it, it didn't make much. It didn't do anything. So he said, pull harder. And then, wow, all hell broke loose.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We have tickets to Cirque du Soleil Crystal to give away at Sastel Center later on this month. Very bendy and flexible folks. And I'm not sure. I haven't seen his trapeze work for a while, but Brian Munns of TSN 1290 in Winnipeg may be still very flexible. I'm not sure. Is that the case, Munsey?
No, we're all getting old.
We really are.
Let's have truth serum in everybody here today, right?
Okay, so Munsey, we're going to incorporate you in our show. Daron Carter had said that the Riders need to change the bring 'em out intro at Rider games because it's corny and tired. So I won't ask you that, but I'm going to ask you, I know you're a big Rider fan. I'm going to ask you this. What's your favorite arena anthem?
Ooh.
Arena anthem?
Yeah.
There'd be a few. You can't go wrong with Sweet Caroline. Because everybody gets into it.
As a Red Sox fan, you're going right to my heart, buddy.
Well, but it's amazing. It's everywhere now, right?
It mm-hmm. is.
The other one would be John Denver, thank God I'm a country boy. Because I'm a prairie guy.
Of course. That's a good one.
And it's amazing, too, because I threw it at our music guy midway through the year. He's not a big country guy.
Uh-huh.
So I said, hey, you got to play this just once for me. So he did, and then, of course, that's when it went viral, because Dustin Byfuglien took the 15 minutes in penalties. He's sitting in the penalty box singing along, and if you go on YouTube right now, it went crazy. So I would say those are probably kind of my 1-2. And then at the end of the day, because we were just in Nashville, you can't go out if you were to go out. And go to one of those places and not hear Chicken Fried by the Zac Brown Band.
Of course.
Oh, look at you. You picked three I'd never think you'd pick, but that's good. That's why we bring a guy like you on the show.
Well, you brought it up. Dustin Byfuglien, to me, looks like one of the scariest human beings on earth. Munsey, you meet him. We talk with him a lot. Is he that scary, or is it just a thing when he's on the ice and that's it?
No, you know what? He is the biggest teddy bear there is. He's awesome. And you know what is so good about Dustin Byfuglien is when it's game time, the switch goes on. And as you saw in game two, Austin Watson and a few guys were mm-hmm. kind of getting in a little bit of a scrum. He goes in there and acts as kind of the third linesman and just kind of dissipates the whole scenario. Right. But if you piss him off, you're in trouble.
Yeah, he grabbed PK Subban like, cool it, pal. Like, I got this, like, yeah. Cool it. Sit down. I love it.
He manhandles, yeah. Man.
But even during the game, so the game will be on, he's intense, and then boom, all of a sudden the play stops, and he's mumbling along with the words to the songs, and you know, he's talking to the linesman. Like, everybody that gets a chance to meet Dustin and knows him from back in his junior days to Brandon or Prince George, he's still the same guy he is right now. He's a lot of fun to be around, for sure.
So, well, maybe he's so tough because he's been in some tough places. Like Prince George and Brandon, that's going to teach you to throw some fisticuffs, man.
It's good you're as big as you are when you're him.
Yeah, no
for
doubt.
Sure. Okay, so Brian Munns, TSN 1290 in Winnipeg, good friend of the show, voice of the Winnipeg Jets. Yeah, so they were drinking, the Tennessee Titans offensive linemen were drinking beer out of a catfish. Are we going to have like Weston Dressler on top of the glass? Like, what are we going to do here in Winnipeg here tonight?
Well, you would know those guys better than me, so it might be worth sending a little note. I do know because I'm friends with one of them, and I'm not going to tell you who. There are some guys that are getting dressed up tonight, but I don't know what the extent of the costume is. I did get a text from one of them that says, hey, I'm back in town, was here for minicamp, and this is what I've got. What do you think? So depending what the coverage is like on TV, you might see something, you might not, but I know some of the guys are coming to the game, but it could be pretty hard to top what the Titans did, or I don't even know if you'd want to be honest with you.
No, who'd want to drink beer to a catfish?
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The poor folks at the U of R continuously get screwed. The students out there have now lost their volleyball program.
The men's volleyball program.
Okay, and then what else?
Both the men's and women's wrestling program. Now, in the United States, you'd never think about losing men's and women's wrestling. But usually in the United States, basketball and their football make so much money, they support all the other programs, right? Mm-hmm. Here, you're right. They get screwed every time. Like, you know, parking downtown. The tickets that we get downtown are, if we get a fine, they're less than if you get a ticket at the U of R. At least that's been my experience. It's more. And so, and then the government, it's a lot of offloading. The provincial government cuts their budget. So then the university has to tighten their belt strings. I'd like to know how many professors, how many of the administration took a pay cut, or maybe they cut off some fat before they decided to ruin kids' dreams. No, serious.
I guess they are, yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people there, a lot of men that want to play volleyball, and I know a lot of people within the wrestling program, and they're very passionate about it.
How about Leo McGee? Leo McGee was a guy that really built that wrestling program, did a great job there. I wonder what's going to happen to him. And I was just talking to a parent that's a buddy of mine. His son is going to graduate, he goes into grade 12 this coming year, and then he is a really good wrestler and a football player, so he's going to decide between, you know, maybe playing at the U of R, wrestling or football. Well, I guess he doesn't have a decision anymore. Like, think about that. You signed up, you went to the university, Leo McGee's a great coach, you're going to go wrestle, and now all of a sudden, it's done.
So do you ride out your program? Like, what do you do?
Well, I don't know. Can you go? I don't know if you can transfer right away. I don't know the legalese behind that, but I mean, that's what it is. The kids get screwed. The people.
The old saying is, Ballsy, shit rolls downhill.
I know.
And it's a rolling hard these days.
Isn't it?
Like, it's an avalanche.
But it's not logical. We are trying to set these people up for the future. They're our future, aren't they?
They're our future is what the banks are saying, because they're going, ooh, interest.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got money coming in.
Let's take a big dump on them and even ruin their extracurricular fun. It's sickening. I hope they found other ways to cut before they screwed those kids, because that's what they did.
Speaking of a big old shit avalanche, let's talk about parking downtown. Mm. You know it. I know it. We complain about it all the time. And we're not out of hand. 27,000 tickets were handed out between the months, 6 months, ending March 31st.
That's 810 grand.
Times two, and that's a year. So $1.6 million a year is what they make off of parking tickets.
So do they have, do we know where the hot spots are, so to speak?
We do.
Oh, do we?
Now, if you get hammered at O'Hanlon's, they're saying you're more likely to get a ticket there. 1900 Scarth in front of O'Hanlon's is the most ticketed spot in the city. Number two, the 1800 block of Cornwall. And number three, the 1400 block of 15th Avenue by General Hospital. So here's what they're telling us.
Okay.
Like, those people that leave their vehicles there are probably out partying the night before.
Or they got there at 5 o'clock, because they meter till 6. They got there at 5 for an after work drink or whatever. Right. And then they're drinking. They don't go and plug the meter.
Yeah.
But you're right. They probably left their car overnight.
I know this is distracting, but that man, look at that duster. Look at that
mustache. That's great.
That guy has the best mustache I've ever seen.
It looks fake.
He has a cowboy hat, and then he has the mustache that turns into the mutton chops.
He looks like a meter guy out at the university hiding behind the bushes. Ooh, the kids are gone. Give him a ticket.
Very interesting.
Anyway, no, but yeah, you're right. They're penalizing people for not driving home.
I know. And
drunk.
Then let's get to the hospital. So the 1400 block of 15th Avenue by General Hospital is the number three most ticketed spot in the city. So when people are at the hospital, perhaps going through the toughest time of their life,
right,
maybe a loved one is in the hospital in critical condition, or even you're just there at an appointment and it's not easy for you to move around. Say you're hurt, whatever it is.
Or you're a nurse working.
Right. You have to go out and move your vehicle every 2 hours or you will be ticketed. How insane is that?
It's a load of shit. And I'm going to tell you this right now, too. In that same mindset,
Are you going to tell me? We've both got tickets like this. It's one thing not to plug your meter and get a ticket. They're doing their job, okay? Mm. You bring a ruler out and tell me I'm parked too far from the curb. Fuck you. And the other, I'm sorry. And the other one that really drives me nuts is the 2-hour rule. So my money's not good enough. I can't just, like, I got to move my, you've got a ticket like that too, where you're 1 minute, you know, 1 minute over not moving.
Well, they'll sit by your vehicle.
Yeah, they'll sit and wait for the 2 hours. Oh, yeah. You better move it. Even if there's money left in the meter.
I know.
That's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, well, that's again, that avalanche rolling downhill hard right now.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We always love it when Jeff Woodward joins us on the phone, the pig spleen eating weather predictor. You were pretty accurate, man. You're pretty accurate into spring.
Not bad. The overlord of weather predicting.
You know what? And I'm going to say this. We were talking about Saskatchewan. We were talking about Saskatchewan superpowers. You would have the ultimate superpower. You predict weather with pig spleens.
I do, and I've got work. I'm actually working on another superpower.
What's that?
You just watched Chad during this interview. I'm trying to figure out how to make somebody crap their pants on demand.
Well, you keep swearing on our show, and you'll do that quite
handily. There's Bill Nye, there's Neil deGrasse Tyson, and then there's Jeff Woodward, all working to make the world a better place.
Okay, Jeff, if people are just tuning in, you can start predicting about December to June, right, if that's correct?
That's right. So
okay, so yeah, go ahead, sorry.
I basically start in December doing the prediction, and then the prediction goes from January to June.
Now, I've never asked you this. Do you have a spleen, a different spleen for every month?
No, it's one spleen, but different parts of the province. So it depends on where you want to do the prediction. That sort of determines which spleen you're going to use.
All right, Jeff Woodward, the pig spleen eating weather predictor. How is May looking?
May is looking like it's about, it's still going to be cool. A little bit of rain at the start and at the end of the month, but below average temperatures in general. The good news is that it's spring, so I think it's going to be, I mean, we're going to have nice weather, but it's still going to be a little bit cooler than normal.
So what about May long? Are we looking okay?
No, not really.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not, no.
Yeah, it's the weekdays that are good, and the weekends, especially the long weekends, it'll be rainy and cold. Yeah, so.
That's right.
Now, if you can't look at the pig spleen, Jeff, I just want to know, like, right now, let's look ahead to summer. What are we looking at, even if it's just your own prediction?
Well, so the end of June is supposed to, I mean, mid-June things turn around and we start getting really nice weather again. So I think the summer is going to pan out to be really good.
Hey,
beautiful Saskatchewan summer.
What do you do with the leftover spleen when it's all done? Do you throw it out? Do you recycle it? What do you do with that leftover spleen? That's what I want to know.
Well, it depends. I might keep it for the next year and feed it to people if it stays frozen.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, it is an aphrodisiac. You did say that.
That's right.
You know, I envision you pulling like a Lady Gaga and making a nice pair of meat short shorts.
Oh, no.
Just now, there's an idea. I'm going to start working on that.
Jeff Woodward, how do we check you out online?
www.pigspleen.ca or check it out on Facebook.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
And finally, let's talk about a little solo Turkish oil wrestling. Let's talk about a little private time. Huh?
Now, people can be ashamed of it, but it's very important to love yourself, okay?
To smash your friend.
Some people even love themselves more than once a day, right, Chad?
Who?
Okay.
My palms are naturally hairy. Okay.
Now that we've settled that, these are the celebrities we apparently fantasize the most when we're loving ourselves, okay?
B. Arthur.
For the guys,
he's an attractive man.
He certainly is. For the guys, the most popular choice for a game of 5-on-1 is Beyonce. A little 5-on-1. Yeah, Beyonce.
Well, I understand that.
Now, when you're pulling the goalie for some extra attackers, yes. If you're a guy, Jennifer Lawrence, Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift, and Kylie Jenner round out the top five.
Bruce Jenner.
No, Kylie Jenner, not Bruce Jenner, but hey, could be Bruce. But here's the thing. Kim Kardashian, yes, still?
Because she's everywhere, you know?
Oh, I know she's everywhere.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, she's all over the place still to this day, so it's kind of hard to avoid.
Her ass is
it's like Geopad. It's just growing and growing and growing. Yeah, I don't know.
Because there's no work put into that. No. I'm thinking. None at all.
Women go straight for who? Who do you think the celebrity they like to go 5-on-1 with?
Danny DeVito.
No, not Danny.
Rhea Perlman.
One and the same? They're married, aren't they?
Hold on. Let me put some serious thought in this.
Yeah, I thought you did. Don't say Christopher Lloyd.
Who's the guy who plays Coach?
Coach Craig T. Nelson?
Him.
No, no, you know who it is still?
Who?
Brad Pitt.
I get it.
It's still, really?
He's an attractive man.
Do you get this one? Number two on the list for the ladies when they like to... sexy tell them what to myself. Yeah. I didn't really do anything. I pulled my cheek and didn't make a sound
effect. They do a little DJ work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. When they're checking out the Downtown Entertainment District, Johnny Depp is who they think about.
Really?
Yes.
That's
gross. He doesn't shower or anything.
You're better than that.
And if we don't shower or shave, we're gross. This guy's a stud.
Yeah.
Followed by Chris Hemsworth. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
Who is he?
I mean, there are nights when even I think about that.
You know another
and Liam, both.
You know another one that's surprising? Tom Cruise is still on this list.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tom Brokaw.
No.
Shay, do I look sexy today? That's not how he sounds at all.
You sound like Carol Channing.
I figured, fuck it, I'd try it.
Anyway.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.